Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 31st episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of July 23rd. What follows are seven quotes that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have seen them already, or a slightly different version on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference while on the video version. You can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. July 23rd. All sorts of things will make a man brave for the time being. Alcohol, ignorance of the danger, anger, self-respect, human loyalty, and love of God. But they're not all equally good sources. From The Advil, a comment by Lewis on a radio show that aired July 22, 1943 on the BBC. July 24th. You can step outside one experience only by stepping inside another. Therefore, if all experiences are misleading, we are always misled. From Meditation in a Tool Shed, an essay in God in the Dock, first published in the Covington Evening Telegraph on July 17, 1945. July 25th. Screwtape admits, I know that the enemy also wants to detach men from themselves, but in a different way. Remember always that he really loves the little vermin and sets an observed value on the distinctiveness of every one of them. From the Screwtape Letters, Part 13. First published in The Guardian, July 25, 1941. Also, Chapter 13 of The Screwtape Letters. July 26th. Screwtape advises, I would make it a rule to eradicate from my patient any strong personal taste which is not actually a sin, even if it is something quite trivial, such as fondness for country cricket, or collecting stamps, or drinking cocoa. From The Screwtape Letters, Part 13, first published in The Guardian, July 25, 1941. Also, Chapter 13 of The Screwtape Letters. July 27th. We find thus by experience that there is no good applying to heaven for earthly comfort. Heaven can give heavenly comfort, no other kind. From The Four Loves, Chapter 6, entitled Charity. Published in the U.S., July 27, 1960. July 28th. I protest that in my waking hours I would never approve such an action, but the dreaming mind is regrettably immoral. From A Dream, an essay in Present Concerns, but first published July 28, 1945 in The Spectator. July 29th. We must, on pain of idiocy, deny from the very outset the idea that looking at is, by its own nature, intrinsically truer or better than looking along. One must look both along and at everything. From Meditation in a Tool Shed, an essay in God in the Dock, but first published in the Covington Evening Telegraph, July 17, 1945. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotation shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that explored 75 quotations. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There is a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you can find a weekly article with quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes, and that you'll share this with others.